Welcome to Ending Well. This is Susan Enaber, Director of Congregational Vitality. By now, I'm sure you've discovered that your transition out of your current ministry started the day you decided or learned that you were leaving, long before anyone else knew of your transition. That is when you began that inner shift, which was the result of your prayer and your discernment of God's call in your life. Ending your ministry well is a high priority for the Bishop and Cabinet of the Minnesota Conference of the United Methodist Church. In fact, your choices about how you bring your ministry to a close may well impact this church for decades. Being intentional, faithful, and creative also allows you to bring a sense of focus to your new adventure and prepares your congregation to receive their new pastor. For those of you who may have participated in Ending Well in the past, you will notice that we have made many changes. Here on our new MinSource platform, you will find two videos, a journaling exercise, along with an expectation that you will take the time to share your reflections and communicate with your district superintendent and staff parish relations committee. The first video is an interview with Karen Evenson and Jeff Geldy, two of your clergy colleagues who moved to new appointments in 2022. Karen was serving Faith United Methodist Church in Farmington and moved to become the pastor of the United Methodist Church of Anoka, and Jeff followed Karen at Faith. They made the decision to work closely together on their transitions. I know you will enjoy hearing how they partnered together, what they learned, and some important advice. In the second video, Jody Thone, our Director of Leadership Development, and I demonstrate a reflective tool from our pilot project in reflective supervision called the Six Shape Structure. It's a fun, creative method that we have both used often, and we are sure that you will find it useful. We do want to encourage you to be creative in your reflecting and journaling. When you are done, we ask that you do three things. Number one, set up a time with your spiritual director, therapist, mentor, your district superintendent, somebody else's district superintendent, or one of the other conference directors to share your reflections. Make time to share some of your reflections with your staff parish relations committee, at least the parts that relate to the congregation from which you are leaving. And finally, let your DS know that you have completed these reflections, and please flag for your DS anything you think that they need to know about this upcoming transition. If your transition is difficult or complicated, please take time to listen to my final podcast. It will provide some additional thoughts and tips for you if the going is rough. Thank you for your faithfulness and intentionality in this transition. May God bless your journey.